Hey, Snap Nation, this is Mark Ristich, Uber producer. I only have 6 days left, that's 6 days, to get to 4,000 supporters. And I need you to come to snapjudgment.org and support us. You'll get great gifts. You can support Snap Judgment storytelling. Go to snapjudgment.org. We appreciate your help.
Hey, Snappers. Last year, I was lucky enough to see magic happen on stage. It occurred in Oakland. One night, one show, Don Reed took the stage and he changed the world. Among other things, his performance garnered him the Snap Story of the Year accolade. We're going to talk to him about this piece. You can hear it afterwards. But first, Snappers, I'm so proud of what went down. I want you to really hear the story right now. So please tell everyone to go away. You deserve this time. You do. Snap Judgment Live. Don Reed.
I was born and raised in Oakland, California. And my father got around a lot. I mean a lot. And one day, when my parents were still together and I was like 10 years old, he called a family meeting. He said, "Everybody come in the living room. I gotta tell y'all something, all right now. Everybody's saying I had another kid by some other woman. That's what they're saying. His name is Daryl. He's a little older than y'all. He's on the front porch right now. Let's meet him." Oh my God, I was in shock. What? My little hardhead brother walked in, eating spoonfuls of Miracle Whip. What's up? A few weeks later, my father said, "I got somebody else for y'all to meet. His name is Tony. He's a little older than y'all. He's on the front porch right now. Let's meet him." My brother Tony walked in, a little older than me, but he already knew who he was. He walked right in and he said, "Nice to meet all you guys. Nice to meet all of you. Whose dolls are those over there in the corner? Whose dolls are those? I want to play with those dolls. Is that the Barbie slumber party set, or is that the Barbie camper set?" My sister said, "Oh my God, he's so sweet. He wants to play with my dolls." My brother Tony played whatever he wanted to play. Football, basketball, whatever, with all that stuff. He wanted to play hopscotch and double dutch, and he was amazing at double dutch. He'd be running two ropes at the same time and singing crazy nursery rhymes. "Abraham Lincoln was a good old man." I said, "He fell out the window with this thing in his hand." He said, "Pardon me, lady, I'm doing my duty. Pull down your drawers and give me some booty." Speed it up, okay? "My back is breaking, my belt's too tight, my hips are shaking to the left, to the right. Ungawa, black power, your mama don't take no shower and she stinks." I miss my brother Tony. When we were in junior high school, he's a couple of grades ahead of me. One day they call all the grades out onto the football field. They told all the boys to stand on one side and get in line, and all the girls to stand on another side in line. My brother Tony stood there for what seemed like forever. He looked at me, and then he calmly walked over and got in line with the girls. Nervous laughter for a second, but it quickly dissipated. While the boys' gym teacher shot a look at him, the girls' gym teacher put her arm around him and walked him over to the boys' line. But I could tell he wasn't happy there. Later on, when I was like 16 years old, my parents divorced and my mother remarried this guy who forced us to be in that religion that rhymes with Jehovah's Witnesses. But every Sunday, I went over to my father's house. And as soon as I walked in, there was always a huge party going on. People were partying everywhere. And even though my father told me to be myself, it was easier said than done. I wanted to be cool, but I wasn't cool. I was a nerd. I was a power nerd. But Tony was cool. Tony would be where he always was, in the center of the dance floor, powerfully gay, dancing his ass off. I love coming over to Daddy's house. I love coming over here. You know why? Because Daddy don't judge me. He let me be myself. But you know what? I might have to move over here. Because my mother, she busted me. That's right. She caught me. She walked right in on me. I was like, all innocent. What were you doing? Smoking some weed? I was smoking something, but it wasn't no weed. then what were you doing? Boy, you know what? You're so naive. Do you realize how naive you is? You are a hella naive, boy. Are you referring to the word naive? Whatever it is, however you spell it, that's what you eat. I miss my brother Tony. Eventually, I moved over to my father's house. All my brothers moved over there, including Tony. And one day I was standing at the bus stop, trying to be cool, and these two big dudes walked up. One of them says, hey, your name is Donnie, right? You one of them Reed brothers, right? Yeah, you one of them Reed brothers. I don't know if you know it, but your brother Daryl got my girl. And right now, me and my boy, we about to get with you. We gonna kick your, I'm like, wait, what do I have to do with it? Just then, I heard Tony's footsteps coming from around the corner. Shh, 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 shh. They didn't know what was about to happen, but I knew. Shh, 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 shh. Donnie, have I walked you through the middle of a situation? Is this a situation here? Why y'all looking at each other all beady-eyed, huh? What's going on here, huh? 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 Why is there so much tension between you and these gentlemen? When the guy said, huh, what you gonna do, faggot? Tony went right to work on both of them. Ah! Started whooping their butt. Tony was not big, but he was wiry and strong and willing to use anything in his repertoire of artillery. Biting, scratching, the windmill move, whatever. Wah! I'm sure if you slowed it down and studied it, it would look like some kind of high-end martial art. And those guys ran up the street. What they didn't know that I knew is that Tony could whoop anybody's butt in the entire neighborhood. Anybody. Tony always watched over me. Going to parties, the bus stop, anywhere, Tony always, always had my back. I miss my brother Tony. You know, he really did have my back at all times, and I always ran to him when I needed to be shielded. But one day, I was sitting in a car with my buddy. He was in the driver's seat, I was in the passenger seat. We were at the lake, Lake Merritt. Beautiful day, sunshiny day, everybody was there. My buddy said, hey, look, there's your brother Tony. And he was about to honk the horn. I said, no, 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 don't call him. He said, why not? That's what I said, just don't call him over here, okay? And I let Tony walk by. Why? I loved him at home, but didn't want to accept him too openly in public. That was not cool. That was not cool at all. Later that night, when I went home, I couldn't even look at him. But he said, hey boy, your hair's looking crazy. You want me to braid your hair? And so I sat down with my back against my brother's knees, and he braided my hair. Like he'd done so many times before, he would braid my hair and we would talk. We talked long after he was done. But that night, we didn't talk. And I didn't tell him I saw him the day at the lake. In fact, I never told him. I miss my brother Tony. After that, I invited Tony everywhere, anywhere. It didn't matter. It just didn't matter. He eventually moved out. Hadn't seen him for 2 years. I was about to head off to UCLA. And I've been out partying. I was standing at the bus stop right there on Broadway. I looked across the street and I saw Tony standing on the corner in a blonde wig and a brown dress with pink specks in it. Off-white heels. I've seen Tony mess around in women's clothing before, but not out in public, not on the street. I guess I was feeling embarrassed or something, even though my father told us to be who we are. I guess I was ready for him to be gay, but I wasn't ready for this. And so I said, hey, Tony, what you doing out here? I'm working. Or do you have to do this? Can't you get some other kind of job? I wait tables. Can't you do that? It's not that easy, Donnie. People get freaked out by women like me. To get freaked out. And something happened in that moment. I didn't feel embarrassed. I felt my spine straightening up. And all I know I wanted to do was protect her. And so I said, look, Tony, hey, let me get you something to eat. Let's have breakfast. He said, I have to work. I have to make money. I said, I'll give you some money, okay? Give you some money, get you a room, but let's eat and let's just talk, okay? Can we talk? Can we just talk? And so we ate and we talked. And then I said goodnight. So now there are two scenarios of what happened to her. The first scenario is that it was or might have been drug-related. The second scenario, the one that all have discussed was more likely, is that Tony got caught up in what is called a twist. A twist is when a man thinks he's getting one type of hooker, then discovers there's something else and acts out. In this case, the guy acted out violently. I don't know what happened. I don't know. All I know is Tony was found in East Oakland behind a junior high school, face down in a blonde wig. She didn't deserve that. She deserved much better than that. She did. She did. I wish I could have protected her like she protected me all those years. But I couldn't. But I can still hear her say, "Hey, whose dolls are those over there in the corner? I miss my sister, Tony." This man just bled on this microphone. Will you show him some love, please? Mr. Don Reed.
The amazing Don Reed. We're gonna speak to Don in just a moment. The original score, though, was composed and performed by Alex Mandel. It was Tim Frick on the bass, David Brandt on the sticks. Snappers, your support of this show makes magic like that happen. Magic that chases away hate, spreads love. That's the power of story. And that's why I'm asking you to step up. To make a new season of Snap Storytelling, we need 4,000 listeners just like you, to step up and become a Snap at snapjudgment.org. Support the storytelling you love at a level that makes sense to you. And do it with a quickness, because the deadline of April the Sweet 16th is upon us. snapjudgment.org. Don Reed, you are the Snap Judgment Storyteller of the Year. Congratulations. Now, it was an amazing performance that you did at the Paramount Theater about your sister, Tony. And when you came and pitched this story, we liked it, but felt like there was something missing, somewhere where you didn't want to go. What were you recoiling from then, and what changed?
What I was trying to recoil from is I was trying to tell this story about my brother became my sister, but you guys asked me to jump in and cover the ugly part, which was the shame I was trying to hide. And if you tell that same story without the complexity of, yeah, you see the end where you got along and you loved your sister, but what about the part before that? That was the rough part, when I was hiding and seeing her walk down the street and telling friends, "Don't say hello. Let's go behind the building over here. Let's go this way." And you guys open the door and say, "Go there, go there." That's what I was recoiling from.
And I remember well. I remember you weeping like you felt as if you'd betrayed her.
It's amazing. I thought the thing to do in Hollywood is to be strong, be hard, come with it. That's what they try to say. Come with it, bring it. But I never thought opening my chest and being vulnerable was going to be the answer. It wasn't strong, hard. It was show it, be it. You know, you're telling the story to tell the story, but there's this byproduct of inspiration and insight and knowledge and all these other things that happen through the process of sharing your world and sharing it honestly and getting in there to the areas that snap judgments willing to go. Where I went to UCLA, I've worked for tons of TV series, but no one said go in there. No one suggested that, but you guys live by it. And if you don't go in there, you can't get that power nugget. And you go in there as a nugget in there every time.
Yeah, that hurts to get it out though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And talking about opening up your chest, you open up ours too. So thank you, Don.
You're so welcome. Mm.
Thank you so much, Don. It's Don Reed. Thanks so much for coming to the studio today. And Snappers, if you enjoyed having Don Reed break it down for us today, remember, donate now at snapjudgment.org. Thanks.